Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, the quest to determine the best in the world, the quest to be known as Queen, and the quest to find out what happened in Milwaukee. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Two-Minute Man.
Facts.
Two-Minute Man is what we're trying to go for. But this song works out. We're live on AfterBuzzTV.com. The AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're everywhere. Like and subscribe and tell your friends and your foes about the world of AfterBuzz TV. I don't know what is happening on the other side of the table right now. But maybe we'll break that down so much more for you. What's everybody? I'm Christian Rosenberg. The two crazy kids on the other side of this desk. First off, you know him. You love him. He is Tom Connelly.
Yes, I'm here.
So excited.
So, I wanted to tell my best line of the night. Corey Graves had the best line of the night when he was like, I heard that's the national average.
National average 2 minutes? All right.
Best line of the night. Best line of the night.
And hanging out with us, Gabby is off actually for the next 2 weeks with an extensive bachelorette party. I'm sure she'll give us all the details because that's what they do at bachelorette parties. But hanging out with us, you know her on Raw. You know her Women's Wrestling Week. You know her everywhere. We're happy she's back. TK Trinidad.
What's up? And 2 minutes is terrible.
That's what I would think. I don't know why Tom's like, yeah, it's the average.
I said Corey Graves said it was the average.
Yeah, well, you really wanted to quote that. Just saying. All right. So that's the type of vibe we got from tonight's SmackDown, everybody. We're finished up at the Super Showdown. People are still very jet-lagged. And now we got to get ready for Evolution and Crown Jewel pretty much at the same time. So we're plugging two pay-per-views at once.
And SmackDown 1000.
And SmackDown 1000 next week. Today's SmackDown number 999.
Really old.
You would have thought they would have promoted the Subscribe to the Network tonight because it was episode 999.
They don't do it anymore. Though, that's why.
Thank you.
Is it not 999 anymore?
No, it is, but I did.
They just don't really promote it like that. What do we think tonight? Because honestly, I really felt, and I've been praising SmackDown like crazy the last several months because they've been bringing it week after week after week. I really felt this was one of the weaker SmackDowns in a while. In all honesty, it was still good, but not to the extent that what we've been accustomed to.
I mean, I kind of disagree with you because I feel like there wasn't a lot of people on the show, a lot of things happening. I feel like the last couple of weeks, there's been at least four or five, maybe six different storylines going at once. This was like, okay, we're going to focus on Becky and Charlotte. We're going to focus on AJ and Daniel now, and then Aiden and Rusev, and then, okay, then throw in Randy Orton in the Big Show in the end. But, I thought it was good, though. The first half hour was just an amazing match. So, that made the show. So,
oh, no, the opening was definitely the best part of tonight.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like, and I do the Raw show, and I think Raw is, like, terrible, but Raw definitely this week, I would, if I had to pick between the two, it was definitely Raw this week.
I mean, I will say Raw was better this week as well. Like, the storylines
are
Raw.
It's very rare for that to happen.
Yeah.
But it was like, okay, there's actually a couple storylines going here that actually make sense and are fun to watch. So, yeah.
So, yeah, the show tonight kick off. It was really interesting because we kick off with the Women's Championship match, Becky Lynch defending against Charlotte. But the women are already in the ring.
Yep.
No one got the intro. All of a sudden, SmackDown starts. Following contest scheduled for one fall for the Women's Championship.
They had to make time for all those packages.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of packages this week. Maybe that's why I was so against, because there's so many video packages this week.
Yeah.
And according to Joe in the live chat, he said when it went off the air, Miz and Daniel Bryan had a match, and they did 205 Live. Mm. So.
And the challenge as well?
Yeah, the Mixed Match Challenge.
No, I mean, it was still a stacked show for that live crowd.
Yeah. But not for us.
Well, the match between Becky and Charlotte, I felt, was far better than her match in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Australia. But this match was better. They gave it a lot of time, like we were talking about. Mm. Becky, real interesting hammerlock bridge. She kind of flipped over while holding the hammerlock. And then the whole premise of this one was if Becky got disqualified, she's going to lose her title. And there was a point where Becky kept trying to escape. Charlotte kept getting her back in the ring. Becky had the title in the ring. Ref got pushed away for a second. Becky getting ready to hit Charlotte, but didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Ref sees her and thinks she already hit her and is ready to call a DQ and award Charlotte the title. Mm. But Charlotte, not paying attention to the official, could have just stood in the back and been like, and waited. Ow, on Eddie Guerrero's birthday. Yes,
exactly. I was going
to
say
you could have been like, ow, she hit me. Disqualification. And he was about to call it, and she would have been a champion. But no, she's like, I want to win it the noble way. Tries to roll up Becky. She kicks out. They continue the brawl. They're eventually out of the ring. Double count out. That's not stopping them from fighting. And eventually we have kind of a reminiscent of one of my favorite SmackDown memories. Mm-hmm. One time when Rhino gored Jericho through the SmackDown set.
Yeah.
Tonight we got that with Charlotte spearing Becky through the LED board. Charlotte got some nasty cuts on her hand.
Yeah.
But thankfully it didn't seem like anything serious, but it looked great. The LED boards just kind of hung in their place.
Yeah.
But it really put over their hatred to each other.
Yeah. It was awesome. Like, I love... It's one of those things where, you know, they're wrestlers, so let them do.
Yes.
You know, don't say, oh, well, you're women wrestlers, you don't have to be this. It's awesome to just see them going at it. And you could see the hate, and there's a reason behind it versus, oh, you were, like, my best friend, now I'm just going to, like, catfight you. This is awesome.
Yeah, this is like, no, we hate each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was an excellent match. I mean, the spear to the LED board, I mean... Sometimes you're like, oh, that was so close. Because when they hit the two top boards...
They could have just fell.
Could have just either fell on them, yes, mm-hmm. or hit one of them just right in the head.
Yeah.
Like, especially Becky, because she was like right there. And I was like, oh, that could have just been way worse than it is. I don't really get how Charlotte cut up her arm like that either. Like, but, I mean...
Who knows what's up? Yeah. I mean, there's so many things mm-hmm. around there.
The only thing I think was kind of weird was when Charlotte did the moonsault. Off the
that was
like,
scary
to like nothing, mm-hmm. which I was like, maybe Becky just wasn't in the right spot.
Yeah, but then, so it, but then it almost looked like Charlotte slipped.
Yes, it looked like she could have really hurt herself.
Yeah,
really messed up her leg. But I thought it was awesome. I mean, and it was something that went on for like almost three segments.
Yeah,
like almost the first half hour of the show. But I wasn't bored with it. I wasn't like, oh, I was like, I think it's probably gonna end in like a count out or some mm-hmm. kind of weird way. But I wasn't, like, disappointed in the end either.
Right.
So I was like, oh, man, now we got to just wait for another match.
See, but it's set up for, so you have this amazing match, and you're like, okay, this is awesome. So you're thinking, if they're starting with that, it's like, it's going to get better.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, you know, no, it's not going to be 2 minutes. Mm. You might get some foreplay and some more after that.
Wow.
Plus dessert and a turkey sandwich.
And you need far more than 2 minutes for all that.
Yeah. And then it just literally 30? Like, yeah, well, maybe 30. And then it literally.
Yes, at least minimum 30, Tom.
And then
minimum
it was just
30.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. Can't work at the moment. And it's like, womp, womp. It was terrible. I'm just saying. Well, nothing worse.
Oh, I had known this was going to be one of those shows tonight. And in the midst of this, then, we also have Paige make the announcement at Evolution that Becky will defend the title again against Charlotte in the first ever last woman standing match. That better main event Evolution.
I hope probably it does.
I know. It's going to be Rhonda and Nikki. Mm-hmm. We know. But we can hope.
Come on. But I don't. But why, though?
We already know why.
Why though? Like, because Ronda's the bigger name?
Well, Ronda's the bigger name, and I think WWE is trying to make, and they have successfully done it, where they're making into mainstream. Mm-hmm. So it's like, for instance, did you guys hear about Conor McGregor? Did you guys like hear about
it?
Watch
I saw
it?
All, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, but there's people who like didn't watch it, but know of it,
mm-hmm.
and they want WWE to be like that. It's like they didn't know what was happening, but they know of it. So Ronda is that name where it's like, you might never watch wrestling a day in your life, but you know she has a big match with that chick from Total Bellas.
Yeah.
Like, it's that, that's what they're trying to do.
She's absolutely right.
Which I totally understand. I get what they're going for. But also, that doesn't, like, to me, that doesn't need to be the main event to get people talking.
Oh, I agree with you. I don't think she should be, I don't think she's in a position, I shouldn't say that. I don't think she should have got the belt so early. I just think that they need more time. She is getting better, but I just personally don't think it, but I understand why they're doing it. And, you know, they want to get more eyes. I think it was like a year ago they were saying that they were bleeding money. They didn't have as much money. They had fired some folks. Maybe they're trying to recoup that. In recouping that, you're getting more mainstream media. So, you know.
Yeah. I just think from people that are going to that show and that are wrestling fans, they're good. I mean, obviously, I think we all agree. We want this to be the main event of the show. Like, ending it with Ronda and Nikki is just, why not have that be the semi-main and this is the main?
Right.
Like, you're having a last woman standing match, first time ever. It's going to be awesome. These two are going to tear it down. Like, it's,
And just to clarify with our chat world, because right now they're going, what about Asuka and Nikki Cross? Technically, that's NXT. So it wouldn't be considered the first last woman standing match. Yeah. In the WWE, because they consider them separate brands. So calm down. I understand what you're saying, but I love it when they reach out about that because they listen and they're knowledgeable and they have a blast listening and watching us. And we have a blast chatting with you guys, and we want to make the show as great as we possibly can for you, but we need some help with that. Don't we, Tom?
We do. Hey, After Buzzers.
The best segues.
Listen, let me talk.
Go for it.
Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, and sci-fi, and more. But there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. If you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. And for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes.
Do it now.
Do it.
And check us out on Spotify.
All that. Everything. All around the world.
Yes.
We're worldwide. We're Titus Worldwide.
I think you're going to say Pitbull.
When did we last see him? Jesus.
He's still
doing a lot of good stuff right now.
Oh, he's still
under the ring.
totally agree.
Man, Tom
is
just like yelling at TK. No,
I'm just saying. And then you have Apollo. I think he took a picture on Instagram. Like, he was like chilling on the couch. Like,
send him back to NXT, man. That guy's
do
awesome.
Do something with him. Yeah. Do something with him.
Jeff Hardy versus Samoa Joe qualifying match for the Crown Jewel massive tournament to determine the best in the world who will get a trophy and not a title.
So Jeff Hardy just shows up out of nowhere again?
Yep.
That's a good contract.
Yeah. Fun match between the two. They're really playing up the story of Samoa Joe's leg with his matching against AJ, which was easily the match of Super Showdown. Mm-hmm. There was nothing anywhere close to that match, in my opinion.
Go ahead. Sorry. Joe wants to let you know that he just subscribed.
Good, Joe.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Joe, I love hearing that because we're going to shout you out like we just did. So, Joe... Well done. Now, I'll applaud if you buy one of my shirts, but because I'm greedy.
And one of my rings.
Yeah, and one of Tom's rings. And dang. TK's got something. I'm sure
I know.
She can sell.
I'm going to develop something. Yeah. I'll let you know. I'll send it to you.
So Joe's leg is heavily wrapped. Jeff Hardy working on it. There's eventually a point where Joe's having trouble standing, and the ref very quickly calls to stop the fight. Because Joe cannot continue, apparently. Even though Joe's just like, no, let me fight. Mm-hmm. The ref calls for a stoppage, causing Jeff Hardy to win the match. It's a surprising finish to the match. However, I like it because this could build to a Joe and Hardy feud.
Yeah.
Because Joe's going to be like, he didn't beat me.
Mm-hmm.
And it also gives an excuse on why Joe would lose two matches in a row. So, I'm cool with the finish. It was unexpected, but I'm all right with it. And Jeff Hardy now is in the tournament.
Boom.
Yeah. I don't think Jeff Hardy's going to make it to the first round of this tournament at
Probably
all.
Probably not.
I think either the week
before. Is he the youngest in the tournament so far?
I think he may be. But I think either the week before or that night, Joe's going to attack him. And Joe's going to win this tournament, I think.
I hope so. I think he needs something.
I think he's going to attack him, and then he's going to be like, no, I'm in the tournament now. I'm taking his spot. And then it's going to be the whole story of all that night of, like, can he do it with his leg being almost injured or whatever it is wrong with it. Mm-hmm. And we may end up seeing a face Samoa Joe after this. I mean, if they play the story right, they could do it.
Yeah. Miz TV, his guests are AJ Styles and Dan O'Brien. First he asks AJ, how's the family? Not the best icebreaker. Don't do that. But then talked about how you're leaving this personal rivalry with Samoa Joe to a guy who will tend your garden and is more honorable than a Boy Scout. AJ and Brian shake hands. Miz is annoyed by this. And Daniel's like, wow, you want to talk about our match? It won't take long. Because that was probably the biggest surprise of the Super Showdown was the fact that it was like a 2-minute match.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, Miz suddenly being called a 2-minute man.
The worst.
However, there is a consolation for you, Miz. Because you may be insulted during the segment. We may be calling you a 2-minute man. But you're this week's Christian's Closet. Hit the music!
That's what he gets instead of getting a championship match.
He gets to be on Christian's Closet.
It's about even.
Because he is rocking that burgundy suit.
Oh, okay.
I love... Miz always dresses to the nines. And the color looked great. And I found really interesting, his hair was a little different this week. He's had kind of like the spiky look. But if you notice, it's all like... just slightly to the left.
Yeah, I noticed that. I did notice
it
that.
It was very, it was like all like perfectly crooked, but like done intentionally for that. And I salute it along with the suit. Miz, love it.
Nice.
That I was a quick Christmas closet this week, but that's
throw
what you
somebody
get.
Else in the closet?
Please. Go right ahead.
Randy Orton. His chest was fantastic.
How was that fashion?
I mean,
your body
is a work of art. At the end of the day, when we all come out of our mother's wombs, we're all naked. We are essentially a piece of
clay. Randy Orton. He was still in his wrestling tights.
Well, either way, we were all a piece of clay. And Randy Orton took his piece of clay and built his chest.
Mm. All right.
Fantastic.
You know what? Don't you think this new shirt is fantastic, though? This new Collar and Elbow brand t-shirt with our new fall collection.
Are you putting yourself in the closet?
I mean, if you use promo code Rosenberg, you'll save yourself 10% on this.
Boom.
So I just felt like, you know, this might have been a good time to plug that as well.
There you go.
All right. So.
See, Charlene agrees with me. She says TK speaks the truth.
All right. You guys go have your 2 minutes with Randy Orton.
More than two.
Well, we'll see about that.
Randy Orton is not a 2-minute man.
Yeah.
I've heard things.
Oh
no! We've heard many stories about Randy Orton. I haven't heard any of those.
Wait. Have you ever seen how slow Randy Orton takes to get to the ring?
Ooh, he's taking his time.
Yeah.
Oh, so toes, he ends fingers, up he back, ends up being gentle.
All that stuff.
He ends up being long, like sultry and no, sensual. No, I'm just
probably.
Now we're kind of digging deep into it, but you know, definitely don't think.
Where
2 minutes.
Where are we going with this?
It's going to take him 2 minutes to walk to the bed.
Well, that's good. That's a good eye candy. Yeah. Preparation.
Sure.
Teasing.
Anywho.
The anticipation.
There
waiting.
You go. Yes.
Miz eventually.
Waiting to strike.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
The finish is out of nowhere.
He like does that little spin down on his elbow. All right, come back to the next one.
Make sure he doesn't punt you.
That could be good.
Miz starts going off on Daniel Bryan and AJ, talking about how he kept beating Daniel Bryan and he didn't get a title shot after that. And he brings up what we've constantly talked about on this show, actually. AJ, what have you done with the title? Because since you've been champion, when was the last time you main evented a pay-per-view? And he is right about that. AJ has
He's
been
never.
Champion for nearly a year.
Unless it was a SmackDown pay-per-view.
SmackDown pay-per-views. So, Miz announces that he has next, and this immediately leads to AJ Styles versus Shelton Benjamin. Miz and Daniel Bryan are both on commentary, and it was all right. Yeah. But the whole time, we weren't paying attention to the match. It was just Miz and Bryan bickering, and I felt that was bad for Shelton. It was such a big match last week, and then tonight, he's just in a match.
They need to figure something out with, like, he has... He's not new, mm-hmm. and he's not going to be there for, like, well, I mean, we have people who are almost 50. But, I mean, like, it's just, like, there's so many people backstage that can do so many things, and I don't think he even traveled to Australia. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's just kind of, like, they at least should give him a storyline so we can care about him. Yeah. Like, I feel like he was on the same line before Bobby Lashley even came, but him and Bobby Lashley are on the same kind of thing. And now Bobby Lashley has some type of a storyline, especially with Leo Rush adding in. Mm-hmm. They need to do something like that with Shelton where it's like they either need to add him with somebody or,
yeah,
I don't know, do something.
Bring back his mama. Mm. We just need Shelton's mama back.
Or, like, I mean, even if they turn him face, I mean, I think...
I got nothing out of that, huh?
I think it would go better. It would be a better way for him to go because... I feel like everyone's on that same path of, like, I'm going to destroy everybody. And
yeah.
Like, well, that's what you're there for, though.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm.
But I will say he wasn't as aggressive.
Like, not I feel like nearly he was way more aggressive last week. Yeah.
So that was kind of a weird thing where it's like last week he was, you know, just destroying Daniel Bryan. And this week it was like, okay, well, why didn't you just do that this week? Even if he lost, it's still like at least he's, you know, put up a fight.
Yeah. I think it takes a lot on your psyche where, like, say last week they said, okay, this is the storyline. This is what we're going to do for you. Mm-hmm. This is how it's going to play out. And then next week or, like, this week is like, we're going to change that. Like, I think on your psyche, like, it takes a really great actor, wrestler, whatever to, you know, leave it all behind and actually give a good performance. But somebody tells you that and you've been kind of pooped on for the last how many months, then it's just kind of like, you know,
yeah,
I'm trying, but
yeah,
like it would have been better. An ending would have been better if he would have gotten, like, disqualified or AJ would have, because the Miz and Daniel Bryan started fighting outside,
right?
And ended up getting in the ring,
involved, yeah.
And then it's just like, okay, well, he didn't lose to AJ, so at least he can, you know, has something to say and be like, get another match again down the road,
or something where, like, Miz pushes Daniel Bryan into Shelton, which then causes him to win by DQ. So Shelton's like, oh, I have Victor over AJ now, too. Mm-hmm. You know, something along those lines.
We write this way better.
I'm telling you.
Well, you want to talk about writing and producing and directing. What about the director's cut of One Night in Milwaukee? Because that's what we got, everybody. Aiden English in the ring. We go back to that infamous video from last week. And we're going to get more than what we saw. We're up to the I want you part. And then from there, she says, I want you to last longer than 2 minutes, because that's all that was.
Facts. Every woman says that.
she says, I want you to know how much Rusev and I appreciate everything that you've done, how much you've helped Rusev's career. And Aiden's like, oh, you know, that's really kind of you to say. It means a lot to me. And Aiden starts walking a little closer to Lana, and then freeze frame once again. Aiden said, I have a proposition for Rusev. Before I let the whole cat out of the bag, calls out Rusev. He says, hey, I have the full tape. I will destroy it. It will never see the light of day if you kick Lana to the curb and be with me instead.
What happened to the storyline? Who started writing this, and then who picked it up and was like, let me just crap all over this?
Yeah,
essentially. It started so good.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Aiden's just like, no, I'm jealous of Lana. I want Rusev to myself.
Which is, you can't.
But in the professional manner.
Yeah, you can't do bros before hoes once they're married. Like, after marriage, it's just, you can't do that. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
I don't know. They could have went so many other ways. I definitely didn't want Lana to be, like, the cheater.
Mm-hmm.
But they could have done so many different things with this, and it was just kind of like, oh, yep, that's it. We're done.
Yeah, and then Rusev's just like, oh, no, like, you can go ahead and play. And it is like, oh, no, I mean, this is a family show. I don't know if we can do that. And then Lana comes out, and she's like, yeah, we hacked into your account. And your password was I Love Rusev Day or whatever it was. And then we see the rest of the video, which is Aiden try to make a move on Lana, and Lana rejected him and walk out of the hotel room. And then Rusev chases him away.
What a creep.
What happened?
like what?
We were so on board with this story until tonight.
They could have extended even one or two more weeks. Mm-hmm. Yes. They could have got a few more weeks out of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to go with the hacked, like why couldn't Rusev just call Aiden's bluff and then he ends up somehow showing the whole video?
Yeah. Mm.
But also, you're playing it on a big screen. They're not, like, Lana was like, well, just play it. You're not controlling it. Like,
exactly, it'd be different if he was
like, where did we see her hack into his account?
Yeah. It'd be different if there was a, like, this is where you do, like, Jeritron 5000 in the ring, and he plays it on that, and then has the control of the remote and goes, oh, I'm going to pause it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you really want to see it, or this is not even done in the ring, it's all in the back in some kind of room. This
really bummed me out.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah. The more we're going through this, the more I'm like, oh, this was a creepy SmackDown.
And the thing is, too,
I think that first match just really got me so hyped for it.
The first match was so great.
That's what I'm saying.
And now I'm like,
he walks to the bed, and then it's like, womp womp. Mm. Too late. I think
he took too long to get there.
He took too long to get there.
It was an Undertaker walk to the bed.
But like, yeah, like, why is he being so creepy? Like, why is he now? Why was he trying to like hit on her?
He's trying to get with Lana, but yet he's professing his love for Rusev.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I think with that, and this is like I'm adding way to more to it because I don't think the writers thought of this. I think with that, I think he was trying to get evidence to use against her. So he's hoping that she would have said yes. And now he had this blackmail evidence to use against her. That's what I think he could have done. But it's just... Like, they used the whole what happened in Milwaukee in the mixed match challenge. Like, it was something that people were, you know,
they blew it.
Blew it, yeah. Definitely. That was legitimately 90 seconds. That was I was going to say,
that was
definitely
that was under 2 minutes?
Yeah, it was not even satisfying.
Is the One Minute Man song, does that work for this segment?
Probably. Yeah. Like, okay. Not even the tip. It was terrible.
Aiden was definitely a One Minute Man. His 1 minute is up.
Yeah, it was
sorry,
over.
Aiden.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do they have a match now?
They'll have a match
for what? What's the like? It would no. This is the match. The match is if Rusev wins, we get to see the rest of the tape. If Aiden wins,
that's what it should have been.
He has to drop Lana.
Right.
No. Now you guys were dumb and played the whole tape.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Yeah. Because now there's nothing for Lana to do.
No. Guys, what about the one night in Corpus Christi? Or the one then in Des Moines. There's more volumes. There's more to the story.
Aiden's sitting in his room crying in his bed.
Yes.
I miss Rusev.
Drop Lana. But the thing is, they were doing well together. So why would they drop, like, I don't understand.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
There's so much they could have done. So much building up of, like, even if they were, like, weirdly building up some kind of weird tension, like, even like kind of sexual tension between like Rusev, like Aiden and Lana, where like Aiden came out and helped her, but Rusev didn't.
Right.
And she's kind of looking at Aiden a little differently
now. That's what I was thinking
last
week.
Come on.
Yeah.
Do we think now there will be a female that will align herself with Aiden in this?
I think that should happen because Rusev and Aiden going back and forth is just like, if Aiden wins, like you're kind of rooting for Rusev to win because he has to defend his wife's honor.
Yeah.
So I feel like they could have extended this like for another couple weeks, and then Aiden professes his love to Rusev. Rusev's like, no, man, I'm married. It's always Lana. It'll always be Lana.
Do you see
Lana
what I'm
number
married
one.
To?
Right. And then somebody's set up, like somebody's comforting Aiden, like, you know, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. You really don't have anything going on for yourself, da da da. And then that person, you can kind of do like a whole thing that way.
Man, I'm loving your SmackDown.
Yeah.
Can we just watch that one? Because that one sounds way better.
Main event of the show, Randy Orton versus Big Show because it's 2018.
Hey, we had DX on Raw. What do you mean?
Going against the brothers. Don't get me started on that.
If you were old in WWE, you are going to main event the shows from
now
on.
You are getting paid in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
I think there's a theory with that.
And that is?
Oh, it's like... The
sure. we got a minute, then we'll get into this match.
I think with that is a lot of people overseas, That's like, because we had Zeta Zhang on last week. She was talking about China. I know China and Saudi Arabia are two different things. But she was saying that they are heavily watched the Attitude Era. Mm. So mm-hmm. when they think of wrestling and when WWE was trying to bring wrestling to China, this is what they're seeing. Sure. So I think people in different parts of the different countries, this is they want that.
Yeah,
WWE. They're still kind of it's almost like fashions. Like some places are forward, some places are still mm-hmm. a bit behind. Maybe a little bit behind, and that's what they want to see.
Yeah. By the way, Carlos09E in the chat, I love it because he said Jillian Hall should come back to pair with Aiden English, and that would be fantastic.
Good singing duo.
It's the singing duos.
Yeah. Is there anybody? I'm trying to think of anybody in NXT. Like I feel like they are going to have a match and. And some girl will, is going to help Aiden win.
They need to.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't matter which one.
Mm-hmm. Because then she has to also be able to go, I mean, I think just to give Lana something to do too,
yeah.
that she has to be able to go up against Lana.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we'll find out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Orton versus Big Show. Big Show looked great.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the lightest he's been since WCW. Crowd chanting, you still got it for him. I mean, this was a classic Big Show match. He moved around. He did his job. Big Show pretty much did all his moves. Randy Orton. I mean, honestly, this was like, I know I joke saying it's 2018, but this was like a classic match from like 10 years ago mm-hmm. that we would have watched and mm-hmm. enjoyed.
And seen multiple yeah, times.
And saw multiple times. And this was the first RKO that we have seen since Randy Orton returned. And he needed it. He needed everything he needed, and his chest was there too.
Mm-hmm.
And he needed all of it to hit the big, get it on the Big Show, and get the win to advance into that best of the world.
He did the RKO.
I think
it wasn't out of nowhere. We kind of expected
no.
it.
Yeah, I think AJ has the best question. Like why?
Why for what?
Well, we just kind of talked about it with Saudi Arabia as far as these people. That's why next week Rey Mysterio on SmackDown 1000 returns, and he's in this qualifying match, and he's going to win and be in this tournament as well.
You know who's going to be the last person in the tournament? Hulk Hogan.
Don't tell me that.
Oh, please.
They just allowed him back into the fold.
Please don't.
They just allowed him back into the fold. No. I think a lot of people still want to see if he has it. He just took a picture with some black dude on his Instagram. Can't remember who it was, but it's just like.
I love that we had to emphasize that it was a black dude. He took a photo with a black guy. All is good.
Yes.
Really?
So I feel like they need to do something with him. They announced, I think...
No, they don't. You don't have to do anything with him. Really? You really don't. Don't.
Yeah. He doesn't need to wrestle again.
No.
Come on. We already had to sit through Triple H and Big Show.
No.
Or Triple H and Undertaker.
Yes! Him and Ric Flair.
Ric Flair is not going to wrestle again. No way.
I mean, he isn't... Have you seen Ric Flair's Instagram is popping since he's got married?
Oh, he's hilarious.
Yeah. His Instagram, he took it up. Whoever is doing or if he's doing, he took up a whole nother notch. Mm. He's like the 50 is the new 25. Like, him and Hulk Hogan.
You realize he's not 50.
Yeah, he's like, what?
70
yeah. something.
So he's the 70 is the new 35.
Sure.
Still under,
So me being. Being 35, what the hell am I?
Like 15.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I mean, he just got married, so that means, he just got married. He has energy.
And Ric Flair ain't no 2-minute man, He'll tell you that right to your face.
Space matter!
I really hope that doesn't happen now. Like, I'm like, oh, man, that's going to happen.
That would be awesome.
No, it won't.
That would be awesome.
Because then we're gonna have, Seth Rollins and Cesaro and guys in New Day all just be like, we're not considered the best in the world, but all these guys in their 40s and 50s.
Of course they are.
All right.
Because there's different bests.
Do we think Jericho is going to be in this tournament? Because I really hope he could be.
Oh,
that would be really good.
He'd be the one I'd root for. Mm-hmm.
Bring the list back.
Sure.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'm just that would be. I mean, it might be a little geriatric, but it'd be cool.
A little geriatric.
Just a little.
We currently have Cena, Angle, Orton, and Jeff Hardy.
Well, we know Cena can go. Orton looks fantastic, so he obviously can go.
Well, they can all go.
Right.
But there are so many people that you can consider more can go more. Like, how are the champions not in the best in the world tournament?
Well, if you think about it. Because
they got to fight for their belt.
There you go.
They're already defending their belt.
If you think about it, you're almost looking for the GOAT of it, right? Mm-hmm. And these people, like, when you talk about GOATs and stuff like that, so say somebody brings in Michael Jordan, right?
Yep.
He can't go anymore. Mm-hmm. However, these guys can go. So you're taking essentially the GOATs they're still alive and can go to determine who the best is. Because if you take somebody like a New Day and you pair them against somebody who's older, like, I mean, in reality, it's like, it's not going to work. But you take all the old dudes who are GOATs in their prime and you see who still has it, then it's like, okay, well, now you are the GOAT of the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Yes.
Well, then why don't you say you have to be over 40 to be in this tournament?
You can't say that because that's age discrimination.
All right, so that wraps up the show. But I, even though Gabby's
I'm surprised Big Show didn't win this match, though.
I'm not
like the way this is all going, everyone in this tournament, I was like, oh, Big Show's gonna win this match.
Big
it's
Show's
first match
look,
back in like 2 years or however long it's been.
Big Show's like, look, I'm chilling. I'll give you one this year, and I might see you next year. Like, continue paying me.
Oh, and someone, well, they said John Bradshaw Cena, which he
did because of the hair.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Bradshaw came back for this tournament.
Get in there too. All right, well, even though Gabby's not here, we do have one wrestling rap segment here. Because I wanted to go over this because I found it very interesting and I do not agree with most of it. So, with SmackDown 1000 coming up next week, WWE.com issued their top 15 SmackDown superstars of all time.
Okay.
I'm just going to read through the list. We're not going to go over each one individually.
Okay.
Come on, we've got plenty of time.
Well, no, we don't have enough time. But I'm going to read through the list, and this I'm going to read it in order, and we're going to talk about how many of these people should not be on the list and how many people should be higher than they are.
Okay.
Starting from 15, number 15, Michelle McCool.
Okay.
So we start with that. 14, JBL. 13, John Cena. 12, Randy Orton. 11, Becky Lynch. 10, Rey Mysterio. 9, The New Day. 8, The Usos. 7, Kurt Angle. 6, Batista. 5, Eddie Guerrero. 4, Edge. 3, AJ Styles. 2, The Undertaker. Number 1, The Rock.
I think you say Triple H, but okay.
Triple H not on this list.
Well, he was really on Raw a lot. So
right.
He, yeah.
So that makes
sense.
He didn't
want to work Tuesdays.
The Rock, I can kind of get them making him number 1 because they named the show after him.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really argue that.
And he's still hot.
Sure.
Do we think he shows up next week?
I hope so.
That would
make sense.
Effing,
he needs to.
Awesome.
It's his show.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't make it a 3-hour show though. Like disappointed by that. Where it's like, even if you put it on at 7, you know what I mean? Because they gotta have the purge on at 10.
So
we can't miss that. So
here are a few things. Like, a few gripes I have with this. One, Booker T is not on this list.
Yeah.
And King Booker was friggin' huge.
Yep.
He should be on that list.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
I love the Usos, but they don't need to be on that list.
I agree. I also agree
with
that.
Even the New Day.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that one, too.
Well,
but they didn't really have any tag teams on
New Day should be on.
Yeah,
Usos not in the top 15.
They could be higher. They could be, like, 12 or
13. Yeah. Michelle McCool... I wouldn't argue as much if it was Lay Cool that made number 15, because actually I enjoyed their pairing and how they goofed around, and they ran that women's division for a while.
Yeah.
Just Michelle and not Leda, I'm not crazy with that. JBL should be higher on this list.
I much as I'm not a big fan of JBL.
Because
he did run that show.
Until
for a while,
AJ
too.
Just now, really, JBL was the longest champion in SmackDown history. Mm. AJ just recently beat him.
11 months.
And I'm surprised Cena isn't higher on the list, but he kind of went to Raw pretty early, so. Who else is on the list? Sorry.
Orton, Becky Lynch, Mysterio should be higher on the list.
I don't really get why Becky's on the list either. I mean, first SmackDown Women's Champion, okay.
Yeah, I can kind of get them putting her, but I'm surprised they put her on and not Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mysterio should have been, like, maybe top 3 based on always being the underdog. That's where he won the championship.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are a lot of things on here that I kind of question. Undertaker, on the list. As far as specifically SmackDown, I don't know if he should be number 2.
He was there for a while.
He was.
What was Edge at?
Edge was number 4, so okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think I'm good
and
with
And I
that.
Am okay with AJ Styles being his long reign and everything, being in the top 3.
Yeah.
I'm not going to really argue that one. But we want to know what you guys think of this list. I'm sure we're forgetting some other people that should be on this list that are not. So we want to know who. Tell us what? On the various... Tom doesn't know how to play the game. Tell us on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, on iTunes, on Spotify, on every single platform that you can leave comments and like and share and subscribe and tell your friends. But of course, you can always talk to us on our social media. TK, thanks for hanging out with us this week.
No problem. Thanks for inviting me.
How can people reach out to you?
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Very simple.
That was easy enough. Boom. Tom Connolly.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TomTheCom. Also, check out my Etsy store, Connolly Central. And someone in the chat was like, yeah, Brock's not even on the list, which I agree.
Oh, yeah, Brock.
How is he not in the top
five? On the list? Wait. Time out. Wait, yeah. How is Brock not on the list? I didn't even think of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes no sense. Vince McMahon, he had a big thing for a while. Kurt Angle should have been higher, too. Follow me on Twitter, at Will Rosenberg, Instagram, The Will Rosenberg. I see you, AJ0314, in the chat. He is saying that he's going to bring Christian's Closet poster to SmackDown 1000 next week. I want to see it. I want to see those Christian Closet posters.
That would be awesome.
Also, like I said, this t-shirt along with the rest of Collar and Elbow's fall line, collarandelbowbrand.com, promo code Rosenberg, save yourself 10% on prowrestlingtees.com/Christian Rosenberg. Get my Christian's Closet t-shirt or others if you like. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow them on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you so much for tuning in. For TK Trinidad and Tom Connolly, I'm Christian Rosenberg. We'll see you later.
Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.